Welcome to Supercomputer, a show about making sense out of a mess of technology. I'm Alex Cox, and I'm an automaton in training.
I'm Matthew Casanelli, and Shortcuts has broken my brain on how to use the home screen.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh, no.
It's an unfortunate situation, but...
I am so excited to talk about home screens today, and people might think, who wants to talk to and or listen to home screen discussion? Turns out a lot of people. It's very strange.
Well, there's reason too, because it is like the front door into your apps and how you use your phone. So I think it's easy to feel super nerdy about a subject like this, but... It's sort of like the nudge concept of like a little change in how you access your phone each day will have downstream effects on how you actually live your life using that technology. Plus, you're good at home screen smackdowns, so.
Oh, yeah. I started this thing just because I was bored at holiday parties and trying to hide from my family. And I would lie and say that I had work to do. So I'd be like, hey, people, send me your home screens. And then I would just make fun of them on Twitter because I am a lady on Twitter. So often people tell me their very strong, arbitrary opinions. So I decided to do that. But then I started having real opinions, which is strange. This is what most men must feel like. I'm really interested, though. You say that it broke how you think about and use your home screen, and essentially the home screen / springboard, that's what the home screen is called, right?
Yes.
Or is that just the dock?
The dock is just the four along the bottom. The
okay,
home
so
screen
that's
is
just...
like where you all your apps are organized into that mm-hmm. little grid of icons that's permanent and never has changed since iPhone came out.
Okay.
But
yep.
then also the whole folder situation, the pages with the little white dots at the bottom that I feel like a lot of people almost don't even ever swipe pages or anything like that because they have it all on the first two screens or something like that.
I agree with that in terms of the nerdy tech people. But almost everybody else that I interact with, they take out their phone and are like, swipey swipe, and they know where their apps are, usually. Like, they know where Instagram is or something, but they will be like, oh, wait, let me find the calculator. Swipey swipe, swipe,
it's
swipe.
It's the fourth page in the top right corner with nothing mm-hmm. else near it that relates to being a calculator. And it is like, I mean, that's what's always fascinating is seeing... so many default apps on people's home screens, and like mm-hmm. maybe people just don't even know that you can drag and drop apps, or you can drag and drop the apps together. And well, the big difference too was, I don't remember, was it iOS 10 that drag and drop came to iOS, which is iPhones and iPads, and then all of the iPads got multi-touch where you can pick mm-hmm. up multiple apps at the same time. And then that
and
also
I didn't
came
know
to the
that
iPhone
until this
yeah.
year,
but people
or last
that's what
year.
Was tricky is nobody. They didn't really do drag and drop on iOS except for within, or they didn't do
right.
drag and drop on iPhones except for within mm-hmm. apps or on that home screen thing. And so what used yep. to be like, I mean, you could even go into iTunes and reorganize your apps, or I think you still can, which is,
oh
my God, it's
I
terrible.
Did that.
But then now it's like it used to take like an hour to organize all your apps. And now you can mm-hmm. sit there and tap over and over again and pick up all of them at once. And so this actually, it makes sense because it used to be actually laborious and only nerds would do it. But then it kind mm-hmm. of got more accessible and now you can do it in maybe 20 minutes, just like chill and watch in the office or something. So,
hypothetical example
yeah.
or Survivor or Archer, you know, pick your poison. I do think it's even lower level than that. I don't want to say lower level. That sounds condescending, but I guess like even lower level in terms of functionality. A lot of people don't even know that folders exist, which boggles my mind. Or they think you can only have one folder and they just put all of the default stuff in it together. Or they don't know that you can label folders, mm-hmm. which is absolutely, I think, a fault of Apple. The other day, I went through that terrible Tips app. Do you
oh, yeah.
remember this? Yeah. So it's... I was just curious, like, okay, what, I'm always trying to think about what people I don't know about iOS and their phones. Does that make sense? Like, there was that 9to5 article that some people were dunking on, some people liked it, and it was basically, what is iOS? It's the OS that you put on your phone and tablet.
Well, what is OS?
And yeah, and a lot of people don't know what that OS means, operating system. So
it makes sense.
I don't
know.
It
was
fine.
I got a little, I think I was overcaffeinated and hungry, and I like latched onto the wrong part because the sentence that Stephen with a PH quoted on Twitter was that they basically said iOS devices are Apple products that run iOS. And so, like, I get that it was about iOS devices as a term, not just like iOS, but it's very, it's like when a dictionary defines itself using the word that you're defining and doesn't help.
It was,
but it's still,
it was
even
a terribly written sentence for what was a good article.
I mean, yeah, I guess I personally felt the pain of being a documentation writer, and I tweeted out an article that's what is shortcuts or what are shortcuts, because it's the same thing. If you've never heard it, it doesn't mean anything to you. And it's the, I've had the same problem where I say Siri shortcuts works on iOS devices and people are like, cool, what? And then I'm like, it works on iPhone and iPad. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. Like that. It just doesn't, it's jargon. But it's still, in regards to the home screen, it does operate differently than how Mac devices work. And so Macs don't have a grid of, or you can do the whole overlay of icons like iOS, but I don't think most people use that. Or maybe that's me being also elitist about using Macintoshes, because that is a great metaphor compared to iOS. But usually there's just the dock on the Mac. And so, I mean, that alone creates part of the problem, that how you use Apple devices changes depending on whether it's mobile or more stationary. But then it's like, me personally, I worked for Workflow and the beginnings of what became Shortcuts. And so my, like, Shortcuts is so much based off of doing things, not like where you do them. And so apps are the place you do the things, but when you use Shortcuts, you think about your device in terms of what you're doing. And so we'll get to this later, but there are ways to like add Shortcuts to your home screen so that you can then start off by like acting on what you want to do and not like make the decision of what app do I need to use.
Before we get into the specifics of our own home screens and stuff, this is going to be a weird sentence, but if people know me, they won't think it's that weird. Tell me about the philosophy behind your home screen. And you just said Shortcuts are actions and the phone Springboard itself, it's apps, not actions. So how do you think about it differently versus how you think about it? Man, I hate that we're doing a video podcast. How do you think about it now rather than how you used to, without the specifics of which Shortcuts?
I think what's hard is that I haven't landed on some new system that works. And I think maybe this is because Apple is probably working on some sort of update to how the home screens are organized. And so in my brain,
after 12 years.
Yeah, supposedly it was supposed to come out last year and hopefully comes this year. And so it is like, I have an idea of what I want to do, but I don't have an implementation of it because I don't want to put in the effort where it doesn't necessarily make sense. So like, I totally want to have a home screen full of Shortcuts, but I don't like the, when you run Shortcuts from your home screen, there's an, it jumps into Safari first to launch the home screen, and I don't like that interstitial, and I've been trying not to fight against how iOS works currently. And so I'm actually somewhat keeping a more traditional type of home screen, but I think it's the way I'm using Shortcuts in addition to it right now is sort of what I want to put onto the home screen once it becomes more functional. We're basically, to make that more clear to anyone who's listening, is I have a home screen with folders and things like that, and then I use my Shortcuts widget as a way to jump into some of those action-based things. And then I also am using Launch Center Pro a little bit because that can give you some of the functionality of home screen Shortcuts while not sort of confusing the two. And also there's other functionality there, but it's a paid app. And so that's not necessarily a great solution for everybody, because I do want to make it as free as possible most of the time.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, I see what you're saying. I struggle with the balance between Matthew the creator and Matthew the person who uses this stuff. Like, I can't currently afford to, like, do too many experiments where I do all this crazy stuff in lieu of actually producing the videos that I'm trying to make. And so I am trying to, like, not force third-party things that are like a backward system onto what works, and instead sort of embrace what's working now and keep my eye towards the future, or like an alternative but not necessarily replacements. But this is very meta.
That's super interesting, because I like, on my Mac I used to run all stock apps basically, and by that I guess I didn't. Like, before the Mac App Store, I know this, sure, from anecdotal evidence, but, like, seeing looking at hundreds of people's laptops from doing dumb little admin stuff in college, that pretty much nobody changed their stock calendar or email app or whatever. And I think the same thing is true now on iOS, with the exception of Google apps. So they have Drive or Calendar or Gmail. And I'm such a friggin' nerd that I've never thought about how to make my home screen more accessible, because it's mine. Yeah. And there are many like it. This one's mine, and it's very good, in my opinion. But also recently, I've been trying to be, like we all are, it's the new trend to be more intentional with how you use your device. And when I open my phone, I want to have very few choices. I don't want decision fatigue every time I open my phone. So I am going to send you my iPhone 10s home screen. I don't know why I needed to say what phone it was.
Well, we do have multiple home screens to get through. Sure to put these in the show notes too, so that anybody listening along can just open their podcast player and it should show in the space of our supercomputer art instead.
That's the other thing, is people don't know that show notes exist in podcasts, which mostly makes me sad, because I work really, really hard on a lot of the show notes I do.
Open your podcast player and scroll around if you haven't yet.
Yeah, there's links, there's chapters, it's lovely. So you should have gotten my home screen, hopefully.
See, your strategy is so much smarter than the decision fatigue thing. I'm like, yeah, my home screen has like 95 apps on it.
Well, considering I believe you can have only, 16 or, oh, wow, how many apps can you have on a home screen? What's four? You don't like doing math on air? Four times six. I know you can do it. Four times six.
Hey, Siri, what's four times six? 24. 24, see?
Yeah, of course.
But then there's 24. Nine. But then I have nine folders. Or eight folders.
I got it.
Hey, Siri, what's 8 times 9 plus 8?
8 times 9 is 72.
72 plus 8 is 80 plus another 4. I have 84 apps on my home screen. Oh, my God. What have I done to myself?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
I told you I'm broken, though. that's the premise, so I'm going to lean
into
that.
No.
There's a bunch of badges, too, right? But that's only because it's Saturday morning, so. It's because I'm just so popular on Twitter, you know.
No. Wait, you have Twitter notifications on?
Yeah, it's the worst.
Oh, my goodness.
I told you I'm broken.
Oh,
I guess that's the badge. I don't have actual notifications. Let me turn that off. That's a good point.
Do you have notification for likes?
No. I have retweets, apparently. I haven't changed this in a while.
What I'm going to do right now, I have zero notifications on for Twitter, but I've decided, you know, you're my good friend. I'm going to turn on notifications for your tweets. So I'm going to see every time you tweet now.
I did that for you for a while, and I was getting a lot of like retweets of people that, or like you replying to someone that I follow. And so it was like, I'm like, what is she saying? And then I open it and it's a reply. And I'm like, oh, okay. So it was.
That's a terrible idea. This is a terrible idea, what I'm doing, but I want to see when you get mad.
Yeah, I do end up sending you the threads and being like, oh, I'm a jerk.
I got to pop into these hot threads.
Okay, so.
But let's get to this home screen.
Yeah, yours is very minimal.
I was super. This is another episode, but minimalism is a thing. Oh man, I'm trying not to be an asshole.
I like what you said about decision fatigue over something like minimalism.
Yeah, I want to open my phone. I always want to open my phone with an intention. So I don't freak out when the new feature in iOS screen time that shows you how many times you pick up your phone is like a million. And it's like, yes, I do pick up my phone a million times a day. I think that's fine if you're picking up your phone to do something and it's not just like
Twitter.
A jerk reef. Well, even, but okay, even if your intention, like often at the end of the day, I have the intention, okay, I'm going to just mess around on Twitter for an hour. And then like that timer, I set a timer and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to mess around on Twitter. And when it's done, it's done. But so that means every time I open my phone, there are a lot of things on my home screen. Like you can see in show notes, do we want to go row by row?
Well, let's just quickly say it all so listeners don't have to. You have a row of blank icons, then settings, music, Audible, and Overcast, which seems like media. Day one, Kindle, Instapaper, and Pokemon Go, which is kind of personal reading, entertainment.
It's my happy. Yeah. That's my happy row.
Then Timery, which you've been teasing me of the time tracking app that is super secret. And then 1Password, Slack, and Fantastical.
It integrates with Toggle. Yeah, it's not that
secret. It's just not out yet. That's all. I mean, I don't want to put too much pressure on that developer. Then Launch Center Pro, Bear, Shortcuts, and the camera, which I will talk about that in a moment. Messages, Safari, Drafts, and OmniFocus in the dock.
Yes.
So first of all, you need to update because your settings has a badge on it. Yep. Or that's like, is that Apple Pay or something? Or
no. Oh, no. That is. Oh, God. That's another thing that in terms of stock iOS stuff, constantly making you sign up for Apple Pay. That's like the one gross thing. But no, I just haven't yet updated because I have FaceTime turned off or group FaceTime turned off. So the bug that affected FaceTime doesn't affect me right now.
But isn't it fixed and everything?
It is fixed. So, but I just haven't updated because I've been using my phone a million times a day. So yes, and you point out there is one badge on my home screen, but and my philosophy around badges has changed. I used to be should never have a badge. But now it's like, if there's a badge, this is something that needs immediate action, or it needs to be in the back of your brain. Like, you can't GTD this. It needs to live in your brain. For example, I really should update my phone to fix the FaceTime bug. And my top row, you said it was blank icons. Mm-hmm. That's sort of true. It's actually, it's yes, they're full. No. There is a hack that underscore David Smith made, which is just a black icon from he made a black icon as a web app, basically. So we'll put it in the show notes. I love it, and I used that for a while, but I can't pinpoint when this happened. You can also, but it was an update, and now you can also have blank screens, like blank pages for folders. So the first page of a folder can be blank,
because if you put something into the second page, it'll just stay there.
Right. So these top four are actually folders, and they are actually games, personal, day-to-day, and productivity. Yeah, I know. Ha ha ha. And I do also have a, you'll notice there are no names under these folder icons because there is a shortcut that I often use that's just a blank character. So you need to name the folder something, but they're just a blank character. Mm-hmm. I have a shortcut for
so
that,
so this
actually.
Isn't reliant on your black background? Because there's another technique where you can create an icon that's matches the color of your background, and then it essentially looks blank. And so, in effect, it is nothing. But your way is sort of both. Plus, you have like the folders hidden there, but it doesn't bother you. Maybe that's what I should do, because I definitely don't need to see most of this stuff, but I want the folders. I don't want like multiple pages of hit stuff that then just I always ignore or something like that.
And well, the reason I have these folders, and you'd think, okay, so why don't you just hide the folders on the second page? It's because there are some timers and reminders that are hidden in the folders that if there is a badge there, it means I need to deal with it.
Ooh,
for example, take my medication. Every morning I see that little badge. Yep, that's immediately something I have to do.
Because the folders group the badges.
Notifications.
And so if you 3D press onto a folder, which is force press, which is just press hard, but don't press and hold because that's different. Then and there's badges. It'll show you the different apps that are showing those badges, and you can jump. Oh, that's
correct.
So smart, because I don't want to navigate through my folders. But
yeah, so I basically never open my folders.
I needed this episode.
Yeah, so I never open my folders with the exception of the games app. But again, I try to be very intentional about what games I play. Pokemon Go sparks enough joy. Good old Pikachu just rubs it. Oh, like bailing out of this joke. But he like I said, I have basically the other rows on my phone, media, and then my happy place, the day one journaling app. I just have a lot of like nice memories in there. I don't really use it for like technical journaling. My Kindle, which the Kindle icon I have is indeed a shortcut. We'll get into that later because I hate the Kindle icon so much. It's creepy. Like it's a little boy sitting under a tree, and I just don't want to see a little boy sitting under a tree every time I open my phone. Instapaper and Pokemon Go, which just makes me happy. Then the next row being pretty much productivity apps that I use for work that I often open my phone specifically to use. And the bottom row is sort of the same thing. And I'm going to defend my camera placement on the home screen because I get a bunch of crap for this. There are many, I understand, there are many, many ways to get to the camera. And I get to the camera in all of those ways. But there are just times when you need it and you aren't in the right place to swipe down from control center, or you're not on the home screen. And I have cats. And so any millisecond that shaves away the time when I can get into the camera is important to me. That's all I got.
Yeah,
really.
No, I mean,
and it evens out my home screen to make it a full grid.
I think it's easy in the Alex Cox SmackDown world to be like, well, you could, there's other ways you could do that.
Yep.
But it is like, I don't take enough photos with my phone. I don't even, because I got into photography, I like, again, broke my brain with like, I haven't taken photos with my phone in so long, even though I have like the really nice camera on it. So I might actually do that too. I'm gonna save fixing my home screen until after this, because maybe we can revisit it and be a little bit more strategic, or at least on my side. But that's a good idea, because it is like out of sight, out of mind is the biggest problem with home screens.
Exactly. And I'll make actually a quick pitch. If you're not looking to get into the camera super, super fast, but you want to be more intentional about taking photos, there's this amazing app by my friend Ben called Obscura, which is one of my favorite kind of apps, where you can start and be a total beginner and then slowly find features that, you know, go into really advanced methods of photography. Or if you're like me and you're just like, I want a cute little filter for my kitty, he's got that too. And I just adore it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I want to take raw photos too. So that's a good point that like,
yep,
I don't with the main camera because it's not raw. And I have another app too that just got updated. Okay. Video that does, stories style portrait photos for Instagram. And it's the kind where you like tap and hold to record. And it's like one thing that I don't like about the camera app is shooting video is like, okay, I just shot 10 videos and now I need to somehow stitch them together in the camera roll versus like apps that let you produce the video a little bit more intentionally. I want that out in front and center because that's something that I want to do more on my own. So just to cover 1Password, you use, I mean, I do use that enough. And especially if you're in like a production type role, so it makes sense that you might be opening it to type it onto another computer as opposed to like autofilling something.
That's
on your
exactly
phone.
Why it's there.
Do you use the reveal or the large text? Because I love that. It's creepy.
I don't even know what that is.
If you, on any password, if instead of like you can copy or you can, I think it says show large text, and it basically just puts the password very large on your screen so that you can type it on another device and look back at large text instead of like the tiny little string in the middle of the page. But don't do it around randos because then they'll be able to see your passwords. But yeah, that's like, especially on the Mac, that's actually really nice because then you can have like a full version of your password and poke it into your like your Wi-Fi or something like that.
Oh, wow. How have I not noticed this? This is amazing.
Yeah,
so if you're the kind of person who's copying a password, there's copy, reveal, and then show in large text when you select it on iOS. Man, we're both getting a lot out of this episode. This is not just me dunking on home screens. That's awesome.
So do you use 3D Touch with this stuff?
All the time, yes.
Yeah, see, I don't at all. And that's probably because I have 8 folders and not access to the icons of those things. Yeah, I mean, see,
fun,
we
should have
just done
story.
Alex's home screen and then mine, because now I want to change mine. But I still think that's what's kind of, even like your philosophy, how you approach it, almost matters slightly more than the specific arrangement at any moment, because as long as it works for you or you can repurpose and still fit that mindset, then you can kind of play around and not feel as intense. And even just a random aside, that something that I hate referencing KonMari stuff so much, but what helped me a lot was pulling all of my apps into a single folder and then starting over instead of like trying to keep my current arrangement and then like fixing it. Instead, it was like, take all your items out one by one, determine if the app sparks joy for your home screen, and put it back on there. So it was, and then organize them nicely facing up in a folder.
Fold them up.
Just put, but not in the first drawer so that you're not visible and distracting. The Cox Alex method of home screen organizing.
The Cox
Cast,
someone will think
cast
of a funny
Cox. No, I can't say that.
Kind of Cox. There's nothing that there's no funny thing that you can do with my name that won't be bleeped somewhere on the internet.
The calm super.
The super calm. I don't know. I panicked for a moment when I was touching my home screen and I'm like, why isn't 3D Touch working? But it's because it was a screenshot of my home screen. Do you want to get to yours?
Sure.
There's a lot to yours.
Yeah, there's a lot, but I have, it's more the groupings that are interesting than the specifics. So my top row, I have photos, files, toggle, and focus. And that's sort of an access to utilities type row, because I use photos a lot in my regular work process. And then I have day one, Trello, MindNote, and Evernote in the second row. And so that's sort of pay attention and take notes and like sort of work reference material that's not necessarily as active. And then I have YouTube and music and copied and messages. And so YouTube is because I'm trying to watch more videos and I have a Google Home Hub that I want to cast my videos to. And so every time I put YouTube into a folder, it becomes too hard to like start doing that and have that happen. Plus, it is sort of like, I want the mentality of like, oh yeah, I should put a YouTube video out.
Yeah, shame yourself on your home screen.
And then music, I do just want to listen to more, and it helps me work and not distract me, and so having quicker access to that is important. Copied is sort of the most temperamental one right here, because I always try to use this and then end up shoehorning a function into this that doesn't necessarily fit, but it still is at least helpful in the short term of like, I was keeping stuff that should be in a Trello in a copied list, and now I'm doing that instead. But this is basically a clipboard manager, and so I can share. It's kind of like a shelf concept where you can temporarily store text or links in there, and then it also syncs to my Mac. And there's all this shortcuts funness there too. And messages, just because I like interacting with people. And that actually is one of the ones that I open too much, even relative to Twitter. It's because it is very easy to, it's like, I want to have conversations with my friends, but doing it strategically is smart. So then my four folders, or my eight folders, are photography, newsletter, writing, workflows, entertainment, health, reference, and production. And so this is a lot, but it's sort of a subject area in my life of what I'm trying to do. And all the ones on the right side are things that I use more actively. And then like the bottom left is less active because of the way your thumb moves. And so people on the video stream can see it, but also you can just do it with your own thumb. Is like, if you hold your phone with your right hand and swing your thumb left and right at an angle, like what can you reach? And so workflows, writing, and production are a little bit more timely than reference or newsletter stuff. Health is a little bit more relevant because it's just personal stuff. And then like entertainment and photography are not, I don't have to be access. I don't want to be on Twitter as much. And then photography is something that I'm really interested in doing more, like actually having a hobby, because all of my hobbies are now my job. And so finding something that's creative that isn't necessarily monetized immediately. and it is, I learned so much of what I learned from photography does actually help me with my production stuff too. To be fair, I don't actually do a whole lot of production using my iPhone specifically. But part of my strategy is that I have all of these same folders on all of my devices and the same organization. I have slightly different versions on my iPad. Here, let me pull it up real quick, where I have Evernote, Files, Focus, YouTube, and Copied all in the iPad dock instead. In addition to Launch Center Pro, which I have set up mostly on iPad and not on on my iPhone yet. And then I also have 1Password and Just Press Record on my iPads, because I'm trying to use that to capture text verbally, and then it can transcribe it for me. And so I'm trying to do less writing when I don't feel like writing, but actually have it captured in text form, because it's amazing how hard that is. The difference between dictation and then, like, if we record this, turning it into text seems so hard, but then iOS can do it when you dictate, and I want this whole system where I have my shortcuts speak out loud, and then another device is listening on Just Press Record and then transcribes it for me, which is so silly, but like, I don't know how else to do it without like paying at some transcription service. There's got to be a method there.
I mean, I don't encourage you to do this, but sometimes I have held up podcasts in like the audio of them from my iPad to my Just Press Record on my iPhone, and then it transcribes it for me. That's awesome. If I want to quote something.
Nice. I didn't know that. But I also have, I mean, we didn't prepare for this part, and maybe we should save it for a second episode, but I have Just Press Record on my Apple Watch also, because that's one of the hardest things about being like an Apple power user nerd. Like, that's, God, please don't give me any sympathy. But what I'm saying, one of the decisions you have to make, it's not a hard thing, is just like, you have all these devices and what's best for what. And that's what I haven't done yet, of like, I have other iPads and I have all the apps on the same ones. I think because it hasn't worked for me, like, I've tried to be like, this iPad is for this and this one's for that. And then since I didn't actually figure it out, it ends up just kind of falling apart. And then I never have any of my apps organized. And so at least for now, all in the same kind of grouping. I don't have health on my iPad stuff because there's generally not health apps for the iPad, or like it's a lot
you
more.
You can't even see your health data on your iPad. It's that's a huge bummer.
It makes sense because otherwise people would like carry around their iPad minis to get steps.
Okay, well, that's an edge case. That's a
It should,
broken
it,
problem.
Even building shortcuts. I can't build health shortcuts on iPads, and that's frustrating. Or, like, I can do half and half, but I have the entertainment folder in a different position on my iPad so that it's sort of off to the side and not down in the center. And then I just realized I don't even use iPads in portrait that much. So that doesn't really affect me a whole lot. Like, my... I could take screenshots of the arrangement. Still looks nice enough. That's something that I would want on the smaller, the 11-inch iPad, is like, I do prefer it in portrait mode often because I have the big other one that I use in landscape. So styling them that way might be an interesting technique. But yeah, I mean, overall, I haven't gotten into the shortcuts on the home screen. That's like a personal problem because of my thousands of shortcuts. That's like, what's the best one for the home screen? It's like, now I have to decide between the 500 apps and 1,000 shortcuts. And that's really hard. But I do like Launch Center Pro because in the same way we were talking about, I have 84 apps on my home screen. You can also do three rows across and five rows. Or no, wait. That's different on the iPad. Hold on.
Launch Center Pro, I really like. That's kind of where my social media... I mean, essentially, Launch Center Pro is my second home screen, and that's where most of my shortcuts live. That and in the... They are called widgets, correct? When you swipe to the...
Yes. That's the most confusing part about all this is...
Yep.
Apple had original... In, like, iOS 7, it was called the Today View because it was supposed to be, like, apps just showed you, here's your next thing. Here's what's happening today. And then this little app called Workflow decided to join the game and ruin everything for Apple, or at least destroy what their vision of it was, because they were like, here's just a simple look into your app. And the team at Workflow, this was before I started there, was like, let's go to town and put all of our workflows functional in the widget. And then it became this whole mess of like, I mean, I think we talked about this before, but they got rejected and then they got approved. Yeah. And that's like really when it was like, it's good that that happened because it became this thing that people talked about and wanted to see, like, what is the future of iOS or iPhone and iPad? And then like, but that alone... screws with how you use the home screen because you can get all of your shortcuts there. You can have a bunch of shortcuts in Launch Center Pro. And just quick, the thing that's good about Launch Center Pro is you can have folders with icons in them. And so you can have, there's three rows across and six down on iPhone and then five across and four down on iPad. And you can, each of those folders can then have other actions within them and they all work. I'll show it on the video, but people can test it too. We can put a little clip live on Twitter, is that you can tap on the folder and show all the sub things without lifting your finger. So when you open Launch Center Pro, you really tap on a folder and slide to the thing. And so you can have almost like 160 apps all available within just two taps instead of like folder, folder, page, 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 page. Or the other thing we didn't talk about was you can search with Spotlight and open your apps, or Siri suggests them a lot, which is actually usually pretty good. And so there is like a whole, like a lot of people put all their apps into a single folder in the dock with no apps anywhere and then just search for everything. But that's like decision fatigue also.
That's what I do on my iPad.
You're tricking me to think this was just for iPhones, but.
So the reason you said you're not diving too deep into shortcuts on your phone is because a redesign of Springboard's probably coming. And that's
just the
kind
effort of doing that would take me like hours and hours and hours. Like that I could spend 8 hours doing that.
And I'm kind of taking that approach with my iPad, except for everything. So I don't think it's that interesting to talk about right now, but I sent you my iPad screen. And the badges thing doesn't apply here because there isn't 3D touch on an iPad. So I don't even know what those badges are. And rarely ever see Springboard on my iPad because I'm always somewhere and then I'm using Spotlight or, you know, multi-touch to go to other places. Like everything is gesture based.
With your keyboard connected, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So two good points. No 3D touch on iPad also ruins mm-hmm. the like, I use my home screen using 3D touch because then mm-hmm. you switch by device. And so I think that's,
yep.
I mean, even just quickly with shortcuts, it is like the effort, I think, and that I have launched Center Pro and the widget. And there are other, like Federico Vitici has this awesome home screen shortcut creator that makes it really easy to, it's more just like me choosing what shortcuts, not necessarily like, the logistics part of it yeah. is there too. But I think with mm-hmm. iPad, it's especially a whole problem, like you said, because first of all, iPad Pro users assume that there's a keyboard attached, but other yep. iPad users do not. And then mm-hmm. Spotlight is way better with the iPad keyboard attached, but it's not when it isn't attached, because it's just mm-hmm. like logistically a little confusing. And then there was mm-hmm. the whole problem of the iPad dock, which when they introduced it, you can bring it up in apps and just show your dock. And it was also like then an extra gesture to go back to the home screen unless you were tapping the button, but it was sort of blending the gestures and the buttons, which there are now no buttons on newer iPads. And so there was this whole time where it was like, my home screen now belongs in my dock because then I can access it from everywhere. And that's what broke my brain, because then it's like, mm-hmm. okay, the dock plus no home screen plus shortcuts plus Launch Center Pro plus the way it's just like, I just have, yeah. it's like too much. And I also, once they switched the gestures slightly, where basically the going to the home screen was just one swipe. And then the dock is like this little finger pointy thing that I made a whole video about this. That's like the perfect extension. As long as you don't lift your wrist and just yep. do your finger point, it opens the dock and doesn't go to home. But
everyone check out the Matthew's fingering video on YouTube.
Oh my God.
It's very educational.
But I basically like went full into like the dock and then I rejected it because I was like, this does not work for me. And I like miss having a home screen. Like my home screen was just a mess, like you said, and it just stopped working. And I wanted to like, I had major decision fatigue when I would open my iPad because everything that mm-hmm. I'm looking at was not relevant. And, or I had to then make a decision about what to use. And so I sort of pulled back a little bit by like having the same folders everywhere. And the big difference that made it for me was getting the 11-inch iPad Pro with the smart keyboard, because I actually want to take it off the keyboard because the 12.9-inch iPad is essentially too large to just hold in one hand in portrait mode without mm-hmm. breaking my wrist even further than the iPhone XS Max is doing. And so the 11-inch one, I then had to think about like, okay, I don't have a keyboard attached. I'm holding this in portrait mode and that totally changes how you use it. And that's why I've said to you, this is a thought that I haven't fleshed out into a review or anything, but I was saying the 11-inch iPad is a tablet and an iPad and like a small iPad Pro, and mm-hmm. then the 12.9-inch is an iPad Pro, and like mm-hmm. it, but it's not a tablet also, and so there's a difference mm-hmm. in what you buy, and then there's nerds like you and I that go for both.
Well, that changed a bit, but I don't want to talk about it now, but it changed. Changed a little bit.
And then it went back?
Then it changed again. Yeah. But
we'll leave that for another time.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But that's part of why we're experimenting with these things. Yeah. Maybe it's spending $2,000 to do the home screen variability testing isn't the smartest strategy. But again, I'm producing... Like, that's... I think the whole thing that does become different is, like, I am producing videos and podcasts using my iPad Pro, and
mm-hmm. It's your job.
Yeah. And so how you approach it, like when I was a consumer and was using my phone was mostly for fun. I had like Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that right on my homepage. And I do have Instagram mm-hmm. too, because I like being a person and not just a worker.
but I don't, it's weird, but,
but it is like, there's, how much of your home screen totally depends on what you're doing for life. And I wish people put a little bit more into that, because it can shape how you use it. Like when you open your device every time,
mm-hmm.
If Twitter is right there, you'll still go for it. I've learned myself that I will find Twitter no matter where it is. I've tried a whole strategy of like put Twitter on the fourth page in a folder, and my brain is like, and then like opens it right away. And it's like, my muscle memory is like, yes, I will always form one, but not the other ones. So
I mean, that's why I took it out of Spotlight search.
Oh, that's what I did too, actually.
Yeah.
That's smart.
So that, it doesn't just pop up immediately and I'm like, oh, boop, 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 boop.
Or you don't get the lock screen from Siri Shortcuts saying, hey, do you want to go to the Twitter Explore tab?
Exactly. And it's like, no. Exactly.
Please don't.
It's like, yes, I want to. I want that hit of dopamine to see how many people liked my dumb joke. But no, nope.
I don't want to, I am talking a lot, but I want to just cover too some of the apps that I use, and I'll just pick a couple from each of the folders. So photography, I'm big on Lightroom. That's what got me further into photography on like a higher level. Plus they have all these Siri shortcuts that are so close to being perfect. They can't import RAW and JPEG in the same bundle of photos. And so that's the big holdout. But they also made their parody with Lightroom Classic on the Mac better, which is like where you can really batch photos. So I did photography for like 9 months a year ago, where I shot for Peel iPhone cases. And that's actually what really helped me become a video producer who knew what I was doing instead of not, because I like had to learn about focal lengths and white balance and these things that are like not what you can do in VSCO, but it does take like deeper editing. Real quick then, newsletter stuff. That's a new thing that actually saved me so much effort, because I didn't used to have a newsletter, and I always wanted to like blog about stuff that I found. Like I wanted to just be a blogger in theory, but like not actually, because I'm already not making a whole lot of money with all my stuff. So blogging is harder.
And both of us were born 10 years too late for blogging to be any sort of viable income.
The writing section next to it is like, I do want to write what I put in my videos so that people can just read it. But the newsletter gave me a place to read and share articles intentionally each week. And like Instapaper is like a black hole for me, where I used to have photography articles from 2015, like straight up. Like if there was this whole, the glory days of camera reviews for the sweet setup of like Josh Ginter and Alvaro. I don't remember how to say his last name, but these guys were, I was always so into it. And then I saved all this stuff, but I sort of was in, it is like a hobby, and all my other hobbies became my job. And so that got
right.
But now that I have a newsletter, I can actually like do something with those articles and finish it. And so that's, I made a group there, because then it's like, that's what I'm using these apps for. Writing, I'm all about Ulysses. That's my main one, but I'm working on some shortcuts now for the suite setup, actually, for a course of just like how to automate your writing with Ulysses. Workflows is like, I have all these apps that I did just get because I use shortcuts, and they don't fit into, there's like utilities type things, but those are usually now used in my shortcuts. And so I have a workflows folder because I'm reclaiming the word workflow. So entertainment, TikTok is great if you guys haven't tried it.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm back.
Just reclaiming the word? Is that?
Yeah.
Well, it's totally like the concept of a workflow is very helpful. And now that it's not tied with whether I'm capitalizing it to mean the app workflow, is very nice for me personally.
My name's Alex Cox. I'm queer and I make workflows. To reclaim all of the words. Oh, okay. I lied. Now I'm back.
TikTok is probably my favorite entertainment source right now. Like I use Overcast all the time. That's my.
What is TikTok?
It's like the new Vine, but.
Oh my.
Hopefully they're not gonna shoot themselves in the foot. But it basically is like, it's video, humor mostly, but it's based off of the audio. You usually use somebody else's audio. And so there's this, there's like a fun where like you have a song that builds up and then it hits a certain beat. And then people have made like memes where they use that same song over and over again. And then when it hits the certain beat, like there's a joke right then or something. And so it's sort of a set up expectations and meet them humorously. Like it's just specific style of humor that it's actually pretty entertaining. There's a good thread that went around of like the best TikToks, because there's cool stuff where people like jump in front of their mirror and then each shot they then are jumping again, and so it looks like you go in your bathroom and then you just fall endlessly like behind. It's really, or like you run to the side and it's like anime style, like running the whole time. It's actually pretty awesome.
Well, there goes my Saturday.
Yeah, oh, that's super distracting. Health, like the main, I'm actually really not good about being healthy. So Headspace is the main one there that I'm trying to use. And Reference is also a bad folder because I had Evernote in the middle of that, but I used to pull it out. So I got to figure out how to use that one a little bit more. And then Production is more of a look into how I use my iPad. Of LumaFusion is how I edit. I use the Panasonic Image app, very well named, for my iPad can be a remote screen for what my camera is showing. And this is usually pretty bad quality, but I can basically edit and shoot and remotely view what I'm doing using my iPad, which is pretty cool. And then Stitch Picks is my whole, if you have 45 shortcuts in a row, or screenshots of one shortcut that's really long, you can stitch them all into one photo. Ferrite is fantastic.
I have not tried it.
For podcast editing, especially with the Apple Pencil, and once you set up the gestures. And then this super fancy one, I haven't used it a whole lot, but it's called Bruce Free, Brusfri. And it's basically a silence removal tool for iPhone and iPad. So it's not silence. Bruce Free. I think it's like Swedish or something. Brusfri. So it's, I don't know why it's called that, but it's a denoiser for audio tracks. And so there might actually have been one or two beeps in the background while I was, honestly, like I ended up getting pretty decent gear, so I don't usually have background noise with podcasts, but that was a problem with my earlier videos. And it's definitely not as good as other Mac tools where you can adjust it a little bit, because I had stuff where it was bringing up levels of noises that I didn't want it to hear, but it's still pretty interesting. I use Auphonic, Auphonic. I upload audio tracks there to level it for recording like the proper levels, because I may have messed up one or two of these podcast episodes by not leveling, or I used your wrong audio or something, and you were like, "What did you do?"
It was more of like, "What's wrong with my ears?"
Yeah, that is a problem.
Especially when I had a sinus infection, I'm like, "This is body's broken." I'm curious, does Auphonic work? Can you upload from iOS? Like, does it have a working Safari?
Yeah, just the web uploader. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's like, we are like 5% away from not having to use Macs at all to produce this.
Close.
That's going to be exciting, because I am sort of like rediscovering them, going back to the Mac a little bit, but it's also
remember back to the Mac.
I do just want to be able to sit down in front of any device and do what I want to do, and I think that's why the same home screens there makes sense. I need to organize my Mac a little bit more to match what I do on iOS instead of the other way around, because there's more overlap that direction than like trying to do Mac things on your iPad. It doesn't always match up that directly.
And that's why Marzipan/secret project, whatever they're going to call it, will hopefully bridge that 5% gap.
I want the other one. That's the thing. I want iOS to get better so that I can do Mac things on iPad. But I don't care as much about going back the other direction. And
I think it'll go both ways, though. Like, it's Bio S. Yeah,
I know. That's what I was waiting for that. process that joke.
I'm Bio S.
What are Bio S devices? I think that should be it.
Did you choose to be a Bio S? All right. Do we have any other home screen stuff?
I think that's it for now. I do want to see more people's home screens. I have I have shortcuts still that I'm shamefully still getting to build for people. But it is because just getting a screenshot of someone's home screen you don't get their philosophy behind it. You don't know what they're doing. And so even that of like, I don't know, use my own home screen in addition to shortcuts. So building shortcuts for people based on their home screen was maybe not the greatest pitch to do randomly, but also some of this helps, and we're going to tackle a little bit for people. Like, we have a couple Patreon subscribers who have sent us their home screens, and so we need to smack those down now that we've done this episode.
There's one guy I've got some theories. I have some theories.
All right, let's get on that too. But in the meantime, I'm curious if anybody else is using their home screen in different ways, or if you have a whole massive shortcuts home screen built out. I totally want to see that too.
I hate to say that I'm psyched, but I am. It's true. I like this crap.
That's why we're doing this podcast. It's because I don't want to think that this is super important, but it is. It's fun. And there's the little nudge thing that I mentioned at the beginning is how you interact with, like, in the same with your personal environment is what environment you create for yourself will shape how you use these things. And so just thinking about it a little bit more and turning off badges that you don't need like I have is a good strategy, because then it's not all these things vying for your attention. But
it's the mise en place of, you know, iOS. You gotta prepare it.
In case anyone doesn't know, that's French for things in their place, right?
Getting everything in the right place.
It's like having a place.
I assume
for
everybody. Yeah, I assume everyone watches Top Chef, so or knows French. Matthew, where can people find you on the internet?
They can find me at my new newsletter. It's matthewcassanelli.com/newsletter, and it's called Type, and I'm sending it every Wednesday. What about you?
Well, I don't really like talking to people in public anymore because it makes me sad. So you can find us on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/supercomputer. What? You like what? People?
You don't like talking to people in public anymore.
People are mean.
But they're nice. But you're nice. And
you're nice. If you're listening to this, you're nice. Thank you for being nice.
Beautiful people.
All right. Well, this has been another episode of Supercomputer.
See you later, nerds.
Looking like a normal person. What's your problem? Looking totally normal.
How do I drink?
No, you just drink like a normal person. But if you, exactly. If it was weird, that would be way better. All right. I'm going to do a clappy clap so that you can see where this is in the video. Hopefully that'll help. All right.